Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
You're with the Late Trade here on Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental. Continental-tyres.com.au. It's time for this, the List Committee with Matty Rendell.
The List Committee for Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment.
So this year I've tried to pluck a song that reflects the team's list or where the club's at or the environment of the club. So let's go with the Gold Coast Sun song, Benny.
Set your gun, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience.
Sauce is rolling his head because he's got no patience with the Suns. He's got them in the gun.
I haven't got them in the gun.
We require some more patience with the Suns. They are 18th in the comp for experience. They are 16th for age. We need a bit of patience with them, Sauce. I thought they had a much better year. The back end of the year, we've spoken about that. They've unearthed some really good kids, and they've got a great bunch of kids. They haven't got any really superstar senior players, bar Took Miller. He is brilliant. But they got workman-like players. But their kids, and I'm going to count Bowes still as a kid. He's probably 23 or something. But Bowes, Powell, Lukosius, Butterick, who's back off a knee, Ballard, Fiorini, Anderson, Ainsworth, Ben King, Rankin, and Sharp, who was outstanding this year playing on the wing, and throw in Jeffrey and Roses, we haven't seen, but everyone rates him really highly. I haven't seen him play either. That is a great bunch of young kids, and I reckon they went forward leaps and bounds. Probably the only one who had an average year was Rao. He got injured in the first game of the year, came back mid-year, but he just wasn't. He looked like he was worried about getting injured again. To me, when he played, because he's normally a player who gets contest to contest. He's a power runner, but he just never got above really 20 possessions when he came back. I think they've got a really good balance. Their back line stood up all year, and it's a no-name back line. Butterick got injured early, but Lukosius, Ballard, Collins, Bowes, he came out of there. Powell was there most of the year. Lemons had his best year playing on small forwards. So I thought the back line did an outstanding job. Ben King was great up forward but needed some help. The disappointment was Rankin. Sorry, that wasn't the other one. Rankin got dropped and never came back into the team. He needs to get himself sorted out. Maybe a spell, maybe throwing him in the back line or even on ball might help there. But he needs to get up to speed because his best is sensational. Everyone wanted to watch that the year before. Corbett and Burgess give them mid-range marking targets in the forward line. Burgess had to ruck this year. They get Witts back. So they get Greenwood, Butterick, Witts back off knees. Rory Thompson, not sure where he's at, but he's training and but he hasn't played for 2 years. And the other one I want to talk about is Elijah Hollins, who played a few games in the VFL towards the end of the year. He did his knee in his draft year, but he's still got taken pick 5, I think. This is what I wrote about Elijah Hollins. Most of the people out there wouldn't have seen him play for the draft last year. 88 centimetre, classy, smooth moving, hybrid forward mid, always seems to have time and space, highly skilled left or right, great decision making, excellent kick for goal, great depth with his kicks, excellent composure, Pendlebury-like. Good stuff happens when he has the ball in hand. The only slow I had him, he could have some quiet patches and would like to see him play with a little bit more intensity. Didn't see him play those VFL games this year. But he's a class actor. He'll come into that forward line and complement Chole, who they'll get up there. King, if we can get Rankin up to speed. Ainsworth and probably someone like an Anderson changing on ball there. That's a superstar forward line, admittedly a bit young. So high hopes here. Miller sets the bar high. They should all be following his work rate. And they're starting to get some really good depth here of players. Jeffrey. He could play in that forward line too, exciting. And Roses as a small forward, I should have said. So they've got plenty of small forwards. They've got good balance everywhere. They probably need another key back. Collins and Ballard stood up all year. With Thompson out, they really had no replacements. They probably need a key back, but as we heard Craig Cameron earlier on say, that Sam Day might end up playing a bit of defence, and we know that he's played a bit of defence in his time, but he always seems to be injured as well. So just give them a little bit. I think they won't make the eight, but I think they'll go close to challenging for the eight. But there is a lot of teams going close to challenge for the eight. But I like where they're at, and I'm glad they kept Dewey and gave him another year and didn't tip him out too early. And Wayne Campbell will be a great addition to that club up there too, I think.
And Stephen King comes in as a senior assistant coach. They're finally getting a bit of continuity and a bit of experience around Stewie Jew. Just pick three, Matty.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to target with pick three? And if they do keep pick 19?
Sorry, I've written this down. Pick three. So they've got a couple of options. There's a couple of stars there that might take. So the best key back in the draft is Gibkus. Yep. And they need a key back. So he might be the one they take at three. Or they might split it to someone. So take a couple of picks in the between 10 and 20. If someone wants to move up to pick three, someone will love someone at pick three. Oh, in fact, I know they'll love someone at pick three, and they might be prepared to give up. I don't know who those teams are in those situations. Richmond, maybe?
Yeah, so afl.com.au, Cal Toomey last week reporting Richmond and Adelaide among the clubs looking at Gold Coast pick three. So whether Richmond come with their pick seven and then their later pick
and they got
that.
Scholl and Coleman Jones going out.
Yeah.
Adelaide would go from four to three.
Yep.
So there would be a reason they would want to go from four to three. They'd be after a player there. So we thought this would happen with that three. They've got a big decision to make, Gold Coast. Do they take that Gibkus? Do they take another midfielder? They've got plenty of mids there. So we'll wait and see what happens. But that will be the really interesting part of the draft, or trading really, in draft. But they can wait till the day of the draft, really, before they make a decision on that.
Seven wins this year. Where do you see their pass mark, guys? Do you think they need to be in that 8 to 10 win bracket, or even?
Would hope at least 10. You know, 10 or 11 is going to put them just outside the eight. I would have thought. I would hope for around there.
Saucy. Yeah, I see the same. I think they had a solid year. I think they were really competitive in games. They didn't drop away at the end of the year. They had some significant injuries, which obviously would have hurt them. But, I think, to really give that group hope and their supporters hope, if they can win, probably another two, three games, it puts them just outside the eight. And I think their list is good enough to also make the eight if they've got everyone up and stand. I don't think there's a lot between, the bottom teams and the teams just sitting inside the eight.
And it's, for them, it's about consistency. They did have some really poor games. But, etched in the back of my mind is that game against Richmond at Marvel.
Yeah. I mean,
they looked a superstar team against a team that's really hard to beat. So we know their best is really good. They just got to do it week in, week out. And that's what the struggle is for when you've got a young team.
Which is very important for them.
Really important.
That ruckman gives them first use.
And just finally on the Suns, from my perspective, going into next year, Stewie Jew's contract runs until 2022. The spectre of Alistair Clarkson hangs over the club. You've got Lukosius, Rankin, these guys out of contract. How important is the next 12 months in the future of this footy club?
Oh, it's huge. But Stewie Jew can't worry about that. Ultimately, he's just got to go in there and coach that footy team. And really, performance will dictate what happens at that football club. And he's a professional. All that outside noise is going to be there. It's obviously already started, but he's got a clean slate in terms of going into a season. He's just got to coach that footy team. He's got enough talent there, and if they can keep him fit and they're super fit leading into the season, he's got enough talent there to, I think, hold on to his job.
The question mark I'll pose, I'm really interested what's happening at Geelong with Chris Scott, because it wouldn't surprise me if Chris Scott was after this job.
Okay.
So he's out of contract, Chris Scott, is that correct?
He's got 1 year to run on his deal.
1 year to run. Right, watch this space, Chris Scott.
All right.
Wanting that job at the Gold Coast Suns.
All right, we might get to more of that on the other side of this. That was Matty Rendell's List Committee, all thanks to Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment. Your calls and more chat after this.